for the Quaddy app. Download it today to never miss the Quaddy numbers from our SEN track experts. This is The Odds Couple with Gareth Hall, David Taggart and Josh Jenkins.
Good morning. Great to be with you on The Odds Couple on this Saturday, the 13th of April. What a day of racing. Day two of the championships. The Queen Elizabeth should be some race. Pride of Jenny, we love watching her go about her business. She'll be out in front trying to break their hearts again. She's had a wonderful preparation and she'll be trying to win a Queen Elizabeth. If she wins today, she might be the horse of the year. She takes on Cascadian, who just nailed her in an Australian Cup. And we've got, of course, Via Sistina that was superb, of course, the other day in a Ranford. So it promises to be a great race. Mr. Brightside, can he bounce back? And there's four group ones as well there at Randwick. So looking forward to that. Bendigo takes centre stage in Victoria. And there's a really handy meeting in Adelaide at Morpheville today. Let's welcome in the team. David Taggart, hello to you.
Hey, good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners. That was a great intro, but you could probably save that for another hour on another show called Giddy Up with Gareth.
I'm just setting the scene.
As I said.
And a big happy birthday to my dad today.
Happy birthday, Mr. Hall. But yeah, I'm starting a petition, hashtag bring back Scoop. So he wouldn't have done that, but anyway.
Hello to you, Mitchie Abaya, filling in for Joshy Jenkins. It's a great day's racing.
What about this? First time.
Yeah? Is this the first time?
It is. It is indeed, yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be a part of it and looking forward to it.
And tell you what. And you're going to be on this afternoon as well with
us. I am. And I'm running the Punters Club this afternoon
that's
as well.
Pressure, so that's pressure, mate.
There's no such thing as pressure. I know I've had a little bite to eat this morning, but we'll eat pressure.
We have a $5 million race in Sydney.
What's that?
And that would be what? That would be like greyhounds all combined for the year, wouldn't it?
No, that's a bit harsh. You know, there's $2 million.
Yeah, I'm just staring at you.
There's $2 million race.
Yeah, I know.
He's on today, isn't he? He's on today.
Yeah, he's on today.
You threw the pen at him and he was worried about it.
Well, why would you throw pens at people?
Well, Geordie was saying we've got 5 seconds to go.
Doesn't matter.
You were getting occupied watching the golf.
No, I was in a conversation with JD and you threw a pen at me.
No, I was just getting
your
attention.
Bit ordinary. Very ordinary.
Where's the worst place that can hit your tags, the pen? You got the protective eyewear on.
Yeah, lucky. Lucky I wear glasses.
Oh, please, stop sooking.
Growing men. Throwing pens at people.
Like, now, Sammy Freeman's about to join us because that stable are in for a big, big
day.
They
are on fire.
Yeah. Place to Carousel's a chance as well. I didn't mention that horse because you were hurrying me up in that introduction, but she's a big chance in the Queen Elizabeth. She's also owned by Mr. Zhang from Yulong Farm. They purchased two horses in Place to Carousel for $6 million. I think the other one cost Via Sistina, which is the favourite, for $5 million tags.
Yes.
And they're both strong chances in the Queen Elizabeth.
And what about the filly in the group two, Percy Sykes?
Which one's that?
Amina.
Okay, she's a chance. I don't know. Yeah. She's owned by Mr. Zhang.
Oh, no, not Mr. Zhang, though.
But Sam Freeman trains her. And she's a big chance as well because she was on the wrong side of the track there down the straight at Flemington.
She was.
And
someone backed the winner in that race. Yep. I can't remember who it was.
And the Sports Bet Adelaide Carnival's not far away too, Mitchie.
Can't wait.
Oh, you're Goodwood. Going to be there, aren't you?
I'll be there with bells on. Goodwood, Derby.
They're really keen. Sports Bet crew are super keen. I think this is the first year they've taken over there. And I know the big bosses have been down there and setting up things, so it's going to be massive.
It's a huge weekend that weekend because the Live Golf and the Group Ones in Adelaide. So when's that next week? Is it or the week after? So
no, I think it's the week after.
Yeah, it's
the 27th.
Yeah, it's a fortnight. Yeah.
And you've got the lead up to the Goodwood today. You got the lead up to the South Australian Derby and also the Oaks. So it's a good day's racing in Adelaide.
Racing.
So you need to pay attention.
There's a little one there that's over the odds.
Which one?
It's at $23. I had to have a nibble.
Okay, you're going to tell
your little
us.
Buddy called Bankmore.
Okay.
They've kept him to the sprint distances. He must have leg problems or something.
Yeah.
Because he took out the Alistair Clark over 2000 at Mooney Valley as a 3-year-old. So they've kept him, and he was a travesty in that $500,000 race at Yarra Valley the other day on Good Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, how far should have won by? But that's
life.
Well, I wrote it, but it was not his fault. It's just he got beat by the track, Yarra Glen, just the tight turning track at Yarra Glen there. But anyway.
What did you make of Winx's filly? Winx's first foal being sold at the sales anyway.
Debbie bought it back.
Yeah,
I didn't know about that.
She lost her first foal, $10 million. Well, she bought it back, so she paid, she goes thirds with the other owners. So, So I think it's a good buy for her.
Yeah. Tell me the last champion and producer group.
I think it's more than just a horse
It's the legacy. I know it's the legacy. Yeah. It's probably not this generation. It's probably the next that'll probably produce.
Yeah.
But we're only assuming here. But yeah, it's big shoes to fill, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's good for racing. It was magical to be there that day. Like, no one's ever seen anything
you were
like
there.
It. Yeah, I was
you were
there. No one's ever seen anything like it in a sales ring. And John Stewart, who's the millionaire, I don't know how much he's worth, but he's worth a lot of money in the States.
The underbidder.
He's the underbidder. He just got into the game. He spent a lot of money in America. He's just started to buy horses in the last 12 months. And he's bought Shadwell Farm, which is a big farm in the States. Sheik Hamden used to own that farm. Yep. So he hasn't mucked around. And he was talking up the game saying, I've got $10 million. And if I can't get it for that, well, good luck to the person who does. And at the end of the day, he was the underbidder
crazy,
at $9 million.
$9 million.
Crazy.
Well, I couldn't believe it. He should have went to $10 million US.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
Mitchie.
Sammy Freeman just missed out. And he joins us now. Sam, welcome to the Odds Couple, mate. Thanks for your time.
Morning, guys.
It was unbelievable, really, there on Monday, wasn't it, to see that Winx filly go for that much money?
Yeah, it was. It was certainly a spectacle. I think she was only in the ring for under a minute. So, it was fascinating. It was good to watch. I think all the publicity around her and for Debbie and all her owners, it was cool to watch.
Yeah, it was cool to watch. And John Stewart, he's an owner with a little bit of flair about him. He's got some character. He said on Twitter the other day he missed out on the Winx filly, but he purchased 6 yearlings at the sale. And then he got on social media and said, well, racing fans in Australia, help me out. And help me out pick which train I should send these yearlings to. Did you put your hand into the ring there, Sam? I don't know if Anthony...
I think a mate of mine might have replied on Twitter to him, so we did get a mention in there. Yeah. So certainly, I think again, look, that's great for racing. I think all of the any PR is terrific, and he's obviously got a bit of flair about him, and I think it's great. It's sort of there's been a lot of coverage overseas for obviously the Winx filly, but Australian racing as well, given. This bloke's sort of interest in it. So I think it's all great.
Can't wait for this Queen Elizabeth. It's a beauty there this afternoon. And you've got Place to Carousel, who's at $10. She was second to Via Sistina, who's the $2.20 favourite. Now, I don't think there should be too much between these two horses. And I watched your mare gallop there at Randwick on Saturday or Tuesday morning. And she looked a treat, Sammy. Do you go in with confidence this afternoon?
Yeah, we are. We are very confident she's improved from the Rambit. It's she needs to have, obviously. It's the winner was brilliant. She had a good turn of foot and beat us comfortably, it has to be said. But I think the race today presents a different challenge for both of us, a stronger tempo, maybe a little bit of give in the track. And, yeah, I think those things are all positive for us. I think even Tommy said after the line the other day, he said, I couldn't pull her up. So she hits a bit of a flat spot. She doesn't necessarily dash up and show a turn of foot, but when she hits her top speed, she can really sustain a gallop. So I think a rolling tempo, she'll get to her top probably earlier in the race today, and I think she's going to be able to sustain that all the way to the line, which I think will, it's going to put the pressure on a lot of other horses in the race. And that's the beauty of having a mare like Pride of Jenny in there that, you're going to get the best athlete win today, I would think.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect her to go that hard early, Pride of Jenny, very similar in the Australian Cup, Sammy.
I think that's right.
Yeah, he rode her a treat and he sort of, once he got to that 1600-1500, that's when he let her slide.
Yeah, exactly. He's Declan knows the mare well and I'm sure... probably the first half of the race, they might try to get as easy a time as they can. But all the same, I wouldn't think she's a mare you can really hold up and have a sit and sprint. So I think regardless, they'll be rolling along at a nice tempo. And I know Tommy's got full confidence in our mare. He doesn't want to be on anything else. So that's exciting. It's a really good contest. I think Australian Cup form and the Rambit form going head-to-head, this is what Australian racing needs is group ones like this with proper horses and proper form.
As a trainer, would you prefer to go into this race with your campaign from the Ramvet, which was a really slowly run race, into this grand final compared to the others that have had a couple of really solid runs? They've been gut busters in a way, in an all-star mile and an Australian Cup, because of the way that Pride of Jenny goes about her work, Sammy?
Yeah, it's a fair point. And I think that's where it's fascinating, in that, you know, the Ramvet probably doesn't look like on paper the right sort of lead up, in terms of they had a slow tempo and they dashed up, and now we're going to get a completely different race shape today. Whereas the Australian Cup, they're coming out of obviously a really truly run affair, and they've had more runs this campaign, so they're probably a little more seasoned. But there's a fine line, I would think, between, you know, having a hard and seasoned campaign and, you know, whether you're one run too many. And I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it shapes up, but I'm sure Chris will have Via Sestina in terrific form for today, and hopefully our mares as well. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Sam, the two-year-old race in the Percy Sykes with Amina, I think that's going to be a really good form race. So I know that you're on the worst part of the track there, down on the inside, to be or not to be. Well, it pushed Hayasugi, the diamond winner, in her previous runs. You've had a stab in the dark, and you've got J-Mac riding a kilo over for you.
Yeah, hopefully he makes the kilo worth it today. So it's that form stood up the whole way through the Sydney Carnival. Mm. It doesn't always, you know, that's not always the case. But as you said, you know, Hayasugi, that form, the Lady of Camelot,
yes,
you know, even Coleman, all of that sort of ties in with the filly that beat us at Flemington. So she's got to be a good chance. You know, it's a fourth run into her first prep and a bit of travel, but funnily enough, the travel's actually brought her on, I would say. She's been licking the bin, she's fresh and ready to go. So I think she's better ridden with a sit. You know, she beat them on class at Caulfield, two back, leading. Yeah. But even though her first start was out in the bush, she showed a very good turn of foot when she was sitting off them. So, you know, we won't be leading today, I would think. We'd be just behind the speed and see if she can let rip today.
It's amazing how times have changed. I know I'm no J-Mac, right? He's one of the best. But your dad, Anthony, one day tore strips off me when I couldn't ride one in Brisbane. It had 50 kilos. I went away out of half over. At the time, I didn't know that you weren't allowed to ride half over, right? So I had to get replaced. He wasn't a happy chappy, your old man, Sammy, but we'll leg J-Mac up on 54.
Honest, I don't think he knows today that he's a kilo over.
He may now if he's listening.
Yeah. So good luck.
I was going to say to J-Mac today, make that kilo worth it or the old man's going to
get it. Are you there in Sydney, or is it because I saw the old man there Tuesday morning?
Yeah, no, the boss is up there, actually. He's staying up there, so he'll be on track, and it's normally a good sign, hopefully.
See the respect, the boss. See the boss.
The respect. Yeah, the respect. Mitchie Bay's also with us, Sammy.
Hey, Sammy, over in Adelaide, Morfettville, the Redalva Stakes. Osmar, how good is it? $2.50 into $2.25 with Sportsbet.
Yeah, look, she was very impressive last time out. Probably exceeded where we thought she was in the pecking order of everything, to be perfectly honest. But she's on an upward trajectory. I think if she reproduces that performance, she'll be taking some catching. You know, she'll be up on the speed, and she's probably on trial for a Sangster, so she's got to go there and be very impressive to warrant heading that way. So yeah, hopefully she can.
And where are you going? You in Adelaide, or are you going to Bendigo?
No, I'm actually. It seems extraordinary that I'm not going to be on track anywhere today. I'll be doing all the post race updates and owner communication.
John Hawks. John Hawks already sent me.
Not quite there yet, but lucky that the old man went to Sydney and the team in Adelaide are handling them.
Yeah, and just you got hypothetical quickly in the Irwin Stakes. You got snapped and gauged there, but we all know how good hypothetical is. This looks a nice race for her.
Yeah, it's the easiest race. You know, she's contested for some time. She's been 2.5 lengths by Imperatrix last time out, with the rail off, and she actually was a decent run there. I think back to this trip and this grade, you know, I thought she might have ended up a little shorter in the market, just given what she's been contesting so far in Melbourne. So she'd take some catching, and snapped probably a little bit better at the 1200. Today, again, she's probably on a prep towards the Sangster if her form warranted it, and just want to see her, you know, reeling off some good sectionals late. Her record in Adelaide, I think she's unbeaten over there, so she really loves that Morphettville track, and she has beaten Hypothetical before, I think, over there. So both should run well. All our team over there, they're in great order, so hopefully they can have a good day.
I'm just actually having a look at a lot of your runners. You've had no favours barriers for most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Sorry to dampen the interview.
I know.
Hey, Sammy, we don't like to get too much into politics here, but we've had debate on SEN Track and on Giddy Up throughout the week. Without a fight, I reckon he's now back into favouritism for the Horse of the Year after Imperatrix got beat and didn't finish in the placings there in the TJ Smith. Would you be disappointed if he doesn't win Horse of the Year after winning a Caulfield and Melbourne Cup? And if you beat, if Place to Carousel can beat Home Pride of Jenny on Mr. Brightside, surely he's nearly home.
Well, I would think so. I mean, no disrespect to any other contenders, but, you know, to do the double, you know, it doesn't happen very often. And I think everyone, you know, they love seeing horses every week. And, you know, those horses, Mr. Brightside and Pride of Jenny, are amazing horses because they're running consistently, you know, every few weeks over their preparations. Without a fight, we obviously only run him, you know, I think four or five times. But he's hit the target nearly every time. So, yeah, I would think he's got a strong case that he probably warrants that. I think if we had him in the autumn, that Australian Cup would have been a perfectly run race to see him, you know, reel off a good run. So, look, he's obviously in the paddock and, you know, he'll be back for the spring. But, yeah, hopefully he can. It'd be a deserved accolade for him.
Well, we wish you the best of luck today, Sammy. You've got great chances right across the country. And, yeah, good luck to J-Mac. Dave, if Anthony finds out,
he's not watching way out.
Yeah, he's a kilo over. J-Mac, thanks for that, Sammy.
Cheers, thanks, guys.
There's
Sam Friedman. Our harness racing bet today, we might go to Meltson Race 6, horse number 4, Olavici. Very consistent. Looks like it'll find the lead and be hard to beat in that feature trotting race. And well done to Just Believe. He's a dead set superstar, one of the best trotters in the world, let alone Australasia. He took out that slot race in New Zealand yesterday. And, yeah, he's one of my favourite horses in any code these days. He was awesome, Just Believe, there last night at Cambridge. 21 minutes past 8. We'll take a quick break here on The Odds Couple. After this, we'll catch up with Chris Nelson, who looks at the meeting Queensland today, Doomben.
For the Quaddy app, download it today to never miss the Quaddy numbers from our SEN track experts. This is The Odds Couple with Gareth Hall, David Taggart and Josh Jenkins.
Big day of racing right across the country. Day 2 of the championships at Randwick. Bendigo takes centre stage in Victoria. Feature racing in Adelaide is their carnival. Gets into full swing now, and there's some handy racing in Brisbane today. Racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. Chris Nelson joins myself, Gareth Hall, Mitchie Bayer, and the captain, David Taggart. G'day to you, Chris-o.
Good morning to you, Gareth. Good morning, Tags. Good morning, Mitch.
Hello, Chris. Good
morning, mate. Where do we start with your specials, mate?
We start in race 1. No better place to start.
We won't be on air, mate.
I know. So I need to get this one in early, Tags. You need to not forget. You want me to send you a text reminder? I can do that.
No. I've got my iPad ready to go.
This is the horse This is the horse I think you're about to tip that we were backing in the all-in markets for the Percy Sykes.
Use a pin number 14, I'm guessing that is.
Yes.
Because, look, she trials so well. She really lit up the trials. She looked so good. And then she came out on debut on the Kensington track and she was sent out favourite there. But I just think she pulled a bit too hard early. She was keen in the run. I mean, the gap came in the straight. She went through and she moved up outside Leland. She looked as though she was going to win easily, but she just didn't finish off. And I think the fact that, as I said, she pulled hard early, she used a lot of energy that she didn't need to, and it probably just nullified that finishing effort of hers. So I think she'll be all the better for the run. This opposition isn't overly strong at all. She gets a good gate here and she should be winning. So use a pin to kick us off on a winning note. Then we'll go to race 7. Number one, Miss Jolene. Now, she resumed with a midweek win here at Doomben recently. Now, she didn't beat any stars, and she only won by a small margin. But what she did was she did it against the tempo, and they did not run this race hard at all. So her class carried her through there, and she was able to pick up and run over the top of those leaders, which mathematically not many horses would have done. Now, she's got a touch of class. She's run fourth in a JJ. She's been beaten five lengths in a Flight Stakes behind Tropical Squall. She's probably just better than these. Now, gate one, probably not ideal, but Jimmy Orman's pretty good at taking those brave gaps when he needs to. So I'm going to stick with him and put Miss Jolene on top. That's race seven, number one. And race eight, number 10. Now, Atwood's End had accepted for a couple of races, as had Ranch Hand. They're both going around here, but he's absolutely flying, this horse, at Wits End. He's won his last two. He was good at the Gold Coast that day that was hard to make ground. His last start win here was an open handicap midweek, and he sat four wide. He did a terrific job to win. He still ran the quickest last 200-metre split. So I think he'll roll forward here. Don't see a lot of speed. R&T will go forward. Oscar Zulu won't be far away. And I think at Wits End, positive ride early, he'll be in the top three or in the first three. So from there, he'll get his chance to bring up the hat trick, guys.
Nice little tricksy there.
That
beautiful.
Could be that could be you tags at the end of the day at Wits End after putting up with myself and Cam.
Yeah, or it's every Saturday, mate.
Anything outside of Doomben, Chriso?
I like Tashi in the last race at Randwick. Yes. I think he's beautifully placed.
Yeah, gee, Chriso.
Yeah, I just think that Red Card will be vulnerable. 1,100 metres at Rose Hill. Isn't 1,200 at Randwick?
You know what, Chriso? I've left her out of me quaddy too, red Card. I think you're spot on.
Yeah, well, I hope so. And look, I think she'll go really well. I think Fly Fly is a big chance of knocking over Lady of Camelot too.
Yeah, I agree. She's a big price, Fly Fly.
Has Tashi got the good form line though, Chriso, or not?
We know how good that form line is. Just ran second. Ran second to Chain of Light in the birthday card.
Yeah.
Fourth and fifth have come out and won that race. And the only two that haven't run are Tashi.
Wee Nessie. And they're in the same race. Yeah,
they are. So probably Wee Nessie will win.
Yeah, well, the barriers say Wee Nessie over Tashi, but you got to have both of them.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a strong formula. But, I think Fly Fly will run well. I think Osmosis will bounce back. Via Sistina will win. I'm not listening to the knockers, so I think she'll win again.
She'll win, yeah.
All right then, Chriso. Yeah. So you have a magical day, mate. Look forward to hearing you in the afternoon with the boys.
Can't wait, Chriso.
Looking forward to it, guys.
Good on you, Chriso. 8:30, we'll take the news, then we'll come back and we'll preview day two of the championships at Royal Randwick.
For the Quaddy app, download it today to never miss the Quaddy numbers from our SEN track experts. This is The Odds Couple with Gareth Hall, David Taggart and Josh Jenkins.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Great to be with you this Saturday morning. All thanks to Sportsbet. This is The Odds Couple. Gareth Hall, David Taggart, Mitchie Abaya with you. We'll do Bendigo before Royal Randwick. The captain has spoken. But we've got the specials today with Sportsbet, Mitchie. What can we look forward to?
Yeah, we do. Go to racing extras, and then you'll get the, obviously there's the Champions Hub there, which is for Champions Day too. There's plenty on there. But the SEN Track Saturday special, there's two markets you can play, any three of Orchestral, Lady of Camelot, Via Sistina, Bold Steel, or Extravagant Star to win, $2.
That's great value.
Yeah, three out of the five.
Or you can have any four of the five for $5.
Perfect.
So Extravagant Star is the one in Brisbane.
Yep.
It's short.
And
Lady of Camelot, I think, is the iffy one in that.
And Kieran Maher, I said to him the other day, thanks for your time, Kieran. He goes, hey, hang on a sec, Gareth. I've got, you missed the best of the day. It was Extravagant Star.
Okay. Hmm? Yeah, it's short enough, but it's in the Sportsbet multi, and that's a ripper. But let's go to Bendigo and let's do the quaddy legs, Mitchie.
Right, gold bracelets, the first league for the mares. What's the market doing there?
Let's go to the gold bracelet. Favorite is Ballet Rich, which is $3.90. Open $4.60. Lady Jones is $5. Did touch as low as $4.80. Cirileo Miss at $7. And Nunthorpe's had a little bit of a nibble this morning into $7.50 from $8.50. If you like anything outside of that, Marble Arch, $12 out to $13, back into $11.
Yeah, Lady Jones, number 10, isn't it? Cirillo Miss resumes off a year and she flies fresh, winning three from six, but she draws sticky today. She's a class galloper, but I think she's not ready to go, so I've left her out of the quaddy. Ballet Rich hits his third up, draws pole, and this is her pet trip.
I like it a lot.
Winning all her three starts over the 1,400. Barrier beat her last start. So there should be no excuses here. Nunthorpe also hits his third up. She was good fresh, getting beaten a listed race and then was disappointing Adelaide when starting favourite. Forget that she, forget that runner. She's better than that and she can bounce back. So 4-7 and 10, 4-7 and 10.
4-7 and 10. Now we go to the Guineas. This is a good race. Sunshine.
I think it's a two-horse race.
Yeah,
though.
Sunshine in my pocket was scratched from Sydney, safe for this race, unbeaten, and Roll on High that's been impressive for the Moody Camp and Coleman Camp.
They're the only two you need, Garrett.
The favourite. What markets? Well, what's the market doing?
There's three horses, boys, under double figures. Favourite is 8, Roll on High, 280 out to 350. Number one, Sunshine in my pocket, 750 into $4.20, been really well supported. Number 12, War Machine is $8 into 550, back out to $6. And a little bit of a nibble for 17, Elphinstone, which is 34s into 13. But
love it, Mitchie.
Really,
love
it. Really the one's the one they're after.
Yeah, number 8, Roll on High, won't know herself in this grade. But Trumbie will need to give her a peach from a bad gate. That's probably why the drift, because of the gate. She was beaten less than 2 lengths off Eternal Flame, who goes around in the Group 1 race in Sydney today. She will have to come from the last to win. Sunshine in my pocket, the top, he might be the one. He's undefeated, but this is her biggest test today. Draw soft and we'll get the gun run throughout. 1 and 8.
All right, then go through the market for the feature race, the Golden Mile here, Mitchie.
Yeah, what a race. This one is favourite at $6, Golden Path, number 17. Number 3, Foxy Frida, is $8 into 750, back into 650. 16 Euphoric is $6.50 out to $7. Bel Plaisir is $9 and Firm and Makram, who I like, is $12 into $9.50. I think it is a really good play today each way.
Yeah, number 3, Foxy Frida comes out of the Group 1 Coolmore, where she was beaten a bit over 3. She wasn't disgraced and she loves coming here and this is her pet trip. Will be hard to beat. Makram proved it wasn't a fluke win first up and backed up by running fourth in the Group 2. Beaten a bit over a length. Watch for him late. 3-4-9 and 7-8. 3-4-9 and 7-8.
Last race is a ripper here at Bendigo, Mitchie.
Yeah, this is the BM84. Your favourite number 10, Chalton Lane, is $5 into 320 into 290.
Wow.
Number 15, Extra Two, is 480 into 380 and 8, Hennessy Lad, 13 into 9 into $7. Another one with a little bit of support is the 12 Lethal Thoughts at $8.50, but they're the only four horses that are in single figures.
Yeah, Short and Lane resumed, and he's a very good fresh horse. He has kept getting better with racing, and he can go close. Extra Two is the one they all have to watch. He's racing in peak form, but doesn't run over the 1400. But does run over the 1400 for the first time. Draw soft, so he will have it easy throughout. 8, 10 and 15, 8, 10 and 15, $72, Gareth.
What was your third leg again?
3-4-9-17.
3-4-9-17. So 4-7-10 first leg at Bendigo, 1-8 second leg in the Guineas, 3-4-9-17 in the Golden Mile, and you come home with 8-10 and 15. Yeah. Other highlights at Bendigo today. I think Mick Price has got a superstar on his hands. Race 5, horse 10, Moby Dick. Very good.
And there's another one that's
Sky been... Bird. The filly.
She's back.
Yeah.
Do you like... Up against, there's one, what race is that?
That's race number five.
Yes. I've got one that's over the odds in that race and I've taken $61 about
yes.
it.
What?
Atlantic Spirit. I've backed her first two starts this time. When she's won, she doesn't deserve to be that price.
Okay.
Right? Are you going to say the four tags, the king? Who are you talking about yourself?
No. Johnny Drama loves the king. But race yeah. 4, interesting to see the Irish, the ex-Irish import, Golden State Warrior.
Very good.
For Kieran Maher.
Kieran says it can win today, but whatever it does, it will improve. Can you help me understand the SEN track special at $2? Some of those horses are more than $2 individually. Why would I hope three of them win and get less of a price? Well...
It's a safety net.
Yeah, it's a safety net. So, or you can back them individually, do what you wanted to.
Yeah, but it's a safety net. Yep. Yeah.
Got a pretty good strike rate, I think, the SCN track special.
Oh, not really. No?
It was early. We crunched it early when they first introduced and then it's been pretty lean.
But we bounced back the other day.
Yeah.
And if you want to follow your bets tags, how many followers have you got now?
On the feed?
Over 1,800 on
the
feed.
Flying. Yeah, you're flying. So how do you do that for the listeners out there?
You just go to your sports bet app. You'll see the three horizontal lines, bottom right. You click on that and you'll see all the options you've got and you'll see feed. Press on that. Set yourself up with a little, all it is your name.
Yeah.
And then you can follow whoever you want.
Are you on that, Mitchie?
I will be, Gareth. I've got an account, but they're just waiting to put a face to the profile.
Yeah, that's I'll it. Look forward to that face.
But you can't miss it. It says feed and in
correct.
Bright yellow next to it. Yeah. Says new.
So with that, the even money, yes. But do you know which three are going to win? And that's another thing too. You may get one wrong and lose your money where this is a safety net, and that's why you always get under the odds.
But and it's always a little bit of
fun. You think three of the five will be winning.
Yeah, you have some fun and away you go. 8:40, we'll take a quick break. On the other side of it, we'll have a look at the big races in Sydney today because it's day two of the championships.
For the Quaddy app, download it today to never miss the Quaddy numbers from our SEN track experts. This is The Odds Couple with Gareth Hall, David Taggart and Josh Jenkins.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Hey, welcome back, SEN and Gareth.
Yes, Tags.
I know he's listening.
Yes.
He's critiquing the show.
Who?
Seeing how Mitch goes, JJ, he's there, he's listening.
How's it? What's his
So he's critiquing the show and he said well handled with that, you know, it's a safety net. He actually said we've juiced it up to $2, so it should be shorter than that.
Yeah, it's great value.
Yeah, so it should be shorter. But again, it's still having to pick that winner, and it may lose. And as you 100%. Say, you've still got another three or four. So
the great man's playing footy today, JJ. I just sent him a text before, and I said the sports.
Well, he's trying to. He doesn't move out of the goal square.
I said sports bet market update. JJ goal market line 5.5 at $1.90. He goes take the overs.
He's one man that can play ching ching $5,000 for a football match. You unbelievable. Know, anyway, we've got to move on. We've got to get through the quaddy leagues at Randwick on day two of the championships. Yeah,
and take the unders of 5.5.
Yep.
About knowing his teammates' names.
What's the Sydney Cup? What's the Sydney Cup market doing here? Which is race 7 on the program in Sydney today, there, Mitchie.
This is an interesting one here. Race 7, number 12, Circle of Fire, $4.60 out to $5. This horse here, the 10, Athabascan, has been absolutely moosed. $10 into 7 into
what number
5.50.
Is he?
Number 10.
Ooh.
Athabascan, yeah.
Athabascan.
Johnny O'Shea gave it a great push.
10 into 7 into 5.50. Better throw it in then. It's fourth up. It'll be, very hard to beat. Number 3, Ash Run, $6 out to 8. A good nibble for Amade. Number 9 is 11 into 9.50 back out to 10. And at value, the 15, mostly cloudy.
Yeah, the reason Ash Run's on the drift, he'll struggle to run out the 3,200. Maharajan has come over the ditch after taking out the New Zealand Cup. I think he's over the odds. He's undefeated in 2,200-meter runs. What price is the 2, Mitchie?
$21.
Yeah, over the odds. Loft is in the same boat. He's two over the 32.
61s.
So this can be wide open. Circles of Gold is your easing favourite as well. I've gone 8 horses in this.
Oh, you haven't put Loft in, have you? Could start now.
Yeah, 2, 4. This is a good thing now since you bagged it.
Yes.
A bit like Mickey Collins bagging Scotty Scheffler, and he's leading, and he's won it 2 years ago. So, mate, that's why they'll win. 2, 4, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12. 15. So 2, 4, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15.
Let's have a look at the Queen Elizabeth. What a race this promises to be. No scratchings to report. And bring on this race, apart from a tissue, of course, who goes to Queen of the Pacific. Mitchie?
Race 8 on the card. Number 8 is your favourite. Via Sistina, $2.30 into $2.20. Number 7, Pride of Jenny, in some stellar form, $4 out to $4.50. Number 1, Mr. Brightside, been really well back. 9 into $8.50 into $7. 2, Cascadian is 9 out to $9.50. And Place de Carousel is 13, touch as low as $8.50 back out to $10 for Sammy Friedman.
What world am I living in that Mr. Brightside's at a shorter price now than Cascadian over 2,000 metres?
And been smacked.
Yeah,
How does that work?
They might have found a little issue after last start. I don't know, because he went terrible in the Australian Cup.
Yeah,
I think he jarred up too. He needs to give that little bit of sting. Via Sistina put the writing on the wall when she took out the Group 1 Dramvet when she was having her first Australian start. Won with ease and was back for a small fortune. Clearly she's the one to beat. Pride of Jenny proved everyone wrong, a lot wrong, including me, when she nearly took out the Australian Cup. You were right, Gareth, yes.
Can you say that again?
She still never won, Gareth.
Doesn't mean anything then, does it?
I've just gone 8-1 out Via Sistina.
Oh,
jeez.
I think Pride of Jenny.
In J-Mac we trust.
Yeah, from the jockey's point of view, Tex, and you're a 6-time Group 1 winner, Pride of Jenny's going to be out in front. Now, a few of the jocks learnt that you can't go and chase her over 2,000 metres because you'll blow up. Like Mr. Brightside.
You've got to ride your own race.
But how do you know like when to make that move to go and chase her? Because she could be 10 lengths in front here.
Yeah, you got to ride your own race.
Yeah.
All the time. That's when you got to have a clock in your head as well. And you know, as you say, 10 lengths, I don't think she'll be 10 in front, but she'll go close.
They're all going to go back.
you just got to ride your own race. And then if you got to trust your galloper that you're on and listen to the trainer.
Yeah.
You might say, well, and normal races, you'll start trying to slide in from the half mile anyway.
I love the go for Mr. Brightside. That is fascinating to me.
Yeah, I like it.
Does the sting out of the track favour Pride of Jenny?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt her, I don't think. I think it'll favour more, though. Yeah. So probably in that respect, it will hurt her, actually.
Yeah, it'll favour the imports more than it'll favour her. Hey, we'll take a break. We'll come back and have a look at the Queen of the Turf.
For the Quaddy app, download it today to never miss the Quaddy numbers from our SEN track experts. This is The Odds Couple with Gareth Hall, David Taggart and Josh Jenkins.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Gareth Hall, Mitchie Abaye, the captain, David Taggart with you as we look at day two of the championships at Randwick. Let's have a look at the ninth race, the Queen of the Turf. And Chris Waller holds the key here, Mitchie.
Sure does. Number two, Zoo Gotcha, $3.70 into $3.10. A Tissue, number one, $5 into $4.80 into $4.50. A good go this morning. Number 14, Tropical Squall, is $6.50 and firm. And number six, Alentia, is $8. Did touch as low as $7.50. Back out to eights there. The only four horses in single figures.
Give me the 16.
The 16, Macarena. $14 out to 15 tags.
Because if you like Alentia, you got to like Macarena, mate. 100%. Arguably, she's the one. Yeah, she's never got a crack at him. I still think she nearly beats Alentia. I know Alentia smacked them, but you watch Macarena box. It was a nightmare on Elm Street. Zagotcha is looking to go back-to-back group ones as she draws pole and will do no work. She franked the Lady Laguna form when she took out the Cornwall for the mares. She deserves to be favourite and will be hard to beat if the track remains soft. Stablemate Alentia, we just went through that. Eternal Flame isn't the worst, the 7. And you've got to have Macarena in the 16. Amazing how Timmy Clark's not on it, eh? Yeah, change of jockey. I wonder why. 2-6-14-16. 2-6-14-16.
All right, don't give the 4 any chance. Ruthless Loam.
Left it out.
No, out of form.
Oh, left it out.
Mitchie, what about
she's dropping back, isn't she, in trip?
Yeah. What about the Sapphire Stakes? Did you put Samana in?
No.
Okay.
He hasn't gone wide.
No love for Kiramar. What about Sapphire Stakes? What's happening there? Race 10.
Last on the card, number one, is your favourite red card, $2.80 out to $3.10. Tashi, the four, $6 into $4.20, back out to $4.60. Number three, Wee Nessie. This thing was smoked. $9.50 into $4.20, back out to $5. And 14, Solitaire is $5.50 out to sevens, back into $6.50. If you like something at value, the 8 Dalcini, 67 into 41.
You won't believe it. I'll throw it in the quaddy.
There we go. Yeah. This would be a nice one.
Again, like the reason Wee Nessie's been smacked, it's because, Tashi ran second, Chain of Lightning. Yeah. Wee Nessie ran third, right? Wee Nessie draws a barrier here, and that's why. So if you like Tashi, you got to like Wee Nessie, right? I don't think red card. I think she's vulnerable from an outside gate. She'll go forward and she struggles to run the 6 furlong. Samajik didn't have the best of luck also in the Chain of Lightning race, so she's in. And I said, don't laugh, but number 8, Dalcini resuming, has a poor winning record of 1 from 21, but she's always thereabouts, draws pole and can surprise. 2, 3, 4, 8 and 14. 2, 3, 4, 8 and 14, $160.
What about the third leg again?
2, 6, 14, 16. 2, 6, 14, 16.
All right, then. So your quaddy numbers 2, 4, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, Sydney Cup.
15.
15.
Oh, 15 as
mostly
well.
Mostly cloudy, yeah.
Yep. 8-1 out via Sistina. Yep. Then 2, 6, 14, 16, third leg. 2, 3, 4, 8 and 14, the final leg. Did you put Solitaire?
$160.
No.
$160.
What about Orchestral? Do you like her or do you like Sardozi in the Oaks?
Oh, well, you can't go against Orchestral, can you? Seriously. Right? I'd love to see Sardozi win it.
Super keen on Sardozi?
No, that was in the Derby last week.
Cam Luke, he got the early. He goes, I think they'll avoid Orchestral, who'll go in the Oaks. So she ran. They had it accepted in the Derby and they scratched last week.
What about Osmosis? Is he the one to beat in the Arrowfield race 5?
Yeah, if he doesn't bound out of the gates like last start. Race 5. Yeah, Schwartz, he was huge first up. It's a race with many chances.
I don't mind Fly.
Race with many chances.
I like Fly. I'm with Chris. So $16 in the Percy Sykes. Lady of Camelot, the slipper winner at 250 tags. Yeah. Carries 59, however.
Yeah, I think she's vulnerable, and that's what I said in with the Sports Bet special.
Yes.
But we never know, right? But it's going to be a cracking race. These races in Sydney today are great.
Just quickly, race 1 on the card. Have you got your form there? Because we're not going to get to it for trackside.
No, I didn't do it.
Didn't do it? Okay, no. That's okay.
Broad siding was Mickey Gannon's best. Looks tough to beat for Jimmy Cummings.
Best of the days, McDonald. Best of the days, Gareth?
Yes.
I'll go Randwick, race 3, number 2, straight acer. It's been moosed as well, 750 and a 550 straight acer. Yes.
Who trains it? Edward Cummings.
Cummings, yes. Yeah. I don't mind one at value 2, around about, it's actually come into 750 in the race before Butch Cassidy, but best of the day is that.
Yep. All right, then.
Butch Cassidy's going to be my Trixie for Pixie, though.
Do you know, I like a couple today, but we're only allowed to have one.
Yep.
And I was tossing up between Stretton Angel in that good race between Osmar and Stretton Angel.
Right.
And I know Mitchie Lewis is keen on that mare, but there are a lot of good judges like Jules Valance. Yeah, Jules Valance is keen on Osmar. So a couple of good judges going head-to-head. So I decided to go with Angry Skies at a good each-way price, $12 with Sportsbet. Race 3, horse number 6 at Bendigo Tax. Mitchie, have you got a best for us?
I'm going to go race, was it Ballet Reach? Ballet Reach.
Ballet Reach at Bendigo.
Race 7, number 7. At around $3.90 currently on Sportsbet.
Love it.
Pickers, and I think Sammy Hargraves are ready to go for off the bench. I'll be going on to winners. Hey, Tags, just quickly, a maid when he ran fourth in Adelaide Cup, everyone says if they didn't lose the Lions or Zach Spain
would have won.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Gareth.
No, I talked
Fair
to a dinkum. Few jocks and they
Fair
said,
dinkum.
I don't think it makes up five
lengths. All right, it's like a flat tyre in a Grand Prix. What, you don't reckon it would have won if it ran fourth?
Gee, how many goals has JJ kicked today?
One. Have a great day.